Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Stella, returning your call.
Thanks, Stella. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Stella, I'm returning your call from Family First Home Care.
From where?
From Family First Home Care.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Did I call?
I got a missed call yesterday, yes.
What's it in reference to?
We're a home care agency. I'm not sure. Were you looking for home care?
Oh, yeah. My daughter must have called and left my number.
I see what you called from this phone number. So are you, like, any of you interested in working as a home health aide or need home care?
I don't know how it works. We wanted to set it up for us, for my dad.
Oh, got it. Great. So you want, like, one of the family members to work for your dad?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so we can do that. Does your dad have Medicaid?
I believe so. Hold on. I have his wallet. He's actually in the hospital now.
Oh, wow. You can just give me his first and last name, date of birth, and I'll check it out for you.
Finnegan, Finnegan. Sean, Shawn.
Okay, and what's the date of birth?
8/7/1957.
Let's see if it comes up. It does not come up, but might be something just wrong. Sean is the last name, right?
Sean is the first name.
Oh, got it. Okay, my mistake. Okay, got it. His Medicaid is inactive. We just need to reactivate it. But we can have a representative just help you with get him on the home care. What we'll need is we'll need to get him on Medicaid activated and then get him approved for home care services. Once we get both of those, then we can have a family member starting signing up to work for him.
Okay.
So what I can do is right now you said he's in the hospital currently, right?
Yes.
So I'll just take down his basic information. I'll have an expert, like someone that is really like knows how to do that. She'll just help you get him enrolled under Medicaid and under the waiver program. That's the program for home care. So we can get that started as soon as possible. I'll have her still call you today so we can get that done. Let me just take down his first last name. I have some information. What's his address?
344 Wanamaker Avenue.
How do I spell that?
WANAMAKER.
Got it. And which county is that?
Delaware.
Delaware County. And what's the zip code?
19029.
And the city?
Effington.
Okay, got it. Is there any minors in the house?
No.
No. I think that's it for now. Can you take down, do you have like a somewhere to write down something? I just want to give you some information.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what we'll need is right now, I want you to start the process. I'll give you a phone number of the broker. They're like Medicaid evaluator. You'll just need to schedule an assessment to evaluate your father to see if he's approved for home care and for Medicaid. So once we get, that's like the first step. So you can do it by yourself.
Okay.
So their number is 877-550-4227.
Okay.
Okay, and maybe take down my direct line as well. Like if you have any issues, you can reach out to me until she calls you.
Okay.
That's the number on the caller ID. That's 267-551-7406. My name is Stella.
Okay.
Do you know already who you want to sign up as the caregiver? Like, which family member?
Yes, his granddaughter.
His granddaughter. What's her first and last name?
Tiana, T-E-A-N-N-A.
And her last name?
Rico, R-I-C-O.
R-I-C-O?
C-O.
Okay, and what's her phone number?
Her phone number, hold on. Her phone number is 267.
Okay.
990-9850.
9850, got it. Okay, so I got all of this information. I will have the specialist reach out to you later today. Just make sure to answer the call. She'll just help you get him enrolled and make sure, like, there's no issues and everything is going good. Okay, she'll just be the coordinator to just go forward. Should
okay,
I put in
you.
This number? Like, she'll call you on
yes.
your... Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Okay, I think we're all set for now. If you have any issues, just reach out. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
You too.
Bye-bye.